Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to our dear listeners, the followers of Eagle FM, and all the business-minded people, our policy analysts, our educators, and every individual who is listening to Eagle FM now. You are with David Shombe with the program of Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. This is a platform where business discussions are being held. This is a platform where we are educating one another. It's a platform where we discuss various topics, particularly regarding to economic development, topics which are regard concerned with national policies. Talk about fiscal policies. We also talk about international policies, particularly on the ground that they are related to economic development. They are related to national development, and also topics which are affecting our daily activities. So it's a platform where we discuss about the aspect of agriculture, talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about trade, talk about opportunities in the areas of SME development. It's also a platform for empowerment. It's a platform where we bridge a gap between those who understand economics and also those who are willing to learn. Yeah, in fact, it's actually a learning platform where not only the facilitator of the program who is in charge, but it's a platform where we also call different interested parties, especially our dear listeners, to engage us in the studio, our dear listeners to call and contribute, and also educate one another, because the fundamental aim of this program is to open the mind, look at where we have done wrong in terms of our economic project or in terms of economic national economic projects, where we can do better, and also areas of improvement. Yeah, that's why, as we are always saying, we are not the expert, we are not the know-it-all, but we always invite our dear listeners. Every deep conversation that we enter into, we open up a platform for our dear listeners to call us in the studio. Yes, before I go to the topic for today, or before I introduce the guest for today, it's always very important to make sure that for you to be up to date with all your economic news, all the current news, particularly on the area of development and economics. It's always good to follow us in all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook. You also follow us on LinkedIn. Like our page, share our page. Go to X, follow us, like our page, and also for your friends and also people who are following you to know and also to follow the news. On the other hand, it's also good to make sure that every day you read our newspaper, particularly which is always coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That is now the Villager newspaper. And also make sure that you, if you have a smartphone, you download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, in your phone. Whether you have an iPhone, you have an Android phone, download our app so that you'll be able to follow our podcast, previous programs, and also current programs. Yes, in a very short period of time, I will introduce you to the topic of today. Then I will also introduce you to the guest of today. Then, yeah, we can start with it.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais linear. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o Evangelho. Alguns dos cenários apresentados no Epato Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, a Africana Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba Epa. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Welcome back to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. Yeah, our topic for today is looking at the importance of business training to inform our businesses. We are going to interrogate the topic of the necessity of business training, especially to entrepreneurs, those who are finding themselves in the sector that is called the informal sector, unregistered businesses which are not yet at the standard where they will be able to register with relevant authorities, either is with BIPA, either is with NAMRA, either with relevant ministries, either with all the authorities which are able to make them official. However, that does not mean that it's only businesses which are registered, which are operating. That is so in this regard, it's always good to look at who is driving the economy. We also understand that most of the money make a circle, or most of the money are being maintained at the domestic market, and in most cases domestic market is informal economy, is informal businesses. Yeah, that's why now the topic of today is to look at why should business training matters in the area of informal sector, and what are some of the areas that need to be engaged on. We are going to look at the expert. However, for now we are going to a commercial break. Let me come in.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Mvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamsa.
Yes, we are continuing with our program. Our guest for today, we are going to be joined by an MBA student, an entrepreneur, and somebody who understands business operations, and who engages us. Why is it matter to train businesses or business operators, especially in the informal market? Yeah, she's going to also simplify to us, what do we mean when you talk about informal market? What do we mean when you talk about informal economy? What do we mean when you talk about informal businesses? And why it is important to make sure that there are certain skills which are transferred to businesses so that they can expand, they can grow, and be able to contribute positively to the development of the country, because the aim of operating a business is not always to survive, or it's not only to be on, to assist on the survival mode, because these are some of the businesses which are called hustling business in an informal sector, called hustling business, just business to make money for the day, or just business to make money to sustain me. But we look at our futuristic approach, especially when it's coming to expanding Namibian economy. And in a very short time, I'm going to be joined by Linda. Linda Ndakonjerwa Uyuni. Linda is an MBA student, majoring in finance. She's also an entrepreneur. And she's going to join us in a very short period of time. And we are going to discuss areas of why it is matters to give training to businesses. Why is it matter to make sure that we assist, upgrade, and advance the capacities and skills of our informal business operators. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the economic development of the country. We are looking at the informal sector, and we are also looking how can we upgrade the informal sector. Yeah, as I promise you, my dear listeners, today I'm joined in the studio by one of the people with an understanding in the field. I'm joined by Linda Ndakonjerwa Uyuni. Linda is an MBA student. She's also a business person or an entrepreneur. And she's going to engage us, especially in the area of why it is necessary to train informal sectors and the importance of business training, especially to those businesses which are called, just hustling. However, at this juncture, I'm going to call Linda in the studio, and she's going to engage us. So, Linda, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. We are very happy to have you in the studio.
Good evening, David. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to have people who are going to engage us on business-related development. Maybe let us start with it. Why is it necessary to have an informal business person who is being trained? Or why is it necessary to train informal business operators?
Maybe before we go there, probably we can define what is an informal business.
Yes.
We can also discuss with you what is a business training.
Yes.
So when we are talking about informal business, here we are referring to business which are not legally registered.
Okay.
Business which perform and they do not have license,
yes,
or documents in place which are required for them to carry out certain business. Let's say, for instance, a business is supposed to be registered with BIPA,
yeah,
or with NAMFISA, or with a tourism board. It depends on which business the person is operating.
Yeah.
So that's what we call informal business.
Okay.
And then when you're looking at business training, we are looking at an organized process.
Yes.
Which is now providing information and also acquiring knowledge and skills to business. And it also helps attitudes on how to run and also how to carry out an accomplished business. Mm-hmm. And then if we are looking at now, why is it the importance of doing it?
Yeah.
So we need to have business training, mostly for informal training. Informal
sector, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
So the reason that we need to have it, we need financial management skill.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are looking at financial discipline. We are looking at financial literacy.
Yeah.
So even if it's not a legally business, we need to have bookkeeping in place.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have pricing strategy. We need to have budgeting.
Yeah.
And we also need to reduce financial mismanagement. That is one of the importance of business training on financial management.
Yeah.
And then we need...
While we are there, Linda, maybe there is a certain... meme selling kapana, maybe in a certain corner of can be Venduk or any city or any town that you find in Namibia, but she thinks that she's just enough when she's cooking and selling to the customers. Even if she has 20 customers per day, to her is fine. What is your advice on that ground, especially related to training?
It's very important when she has let's say she has 20 customers.
Yes.
So now here we can look at marketing skills and customer service.
Yeah.
How the meme is the meme's attitude, or how meme is helping, behaving toward her customers. Mm-hmm. So meme needs to keep retaining her customers.
Yes.
So the question needs training on marketing skill. How will she retain her customers? How will she build and update her branding, even if it's just for 30 days, because she might need to divert it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she cannot just be selling 30 for the next 20 years. Maybe she might want to add soup.
Mm-hmm.
She might want to add some sauce, you know?
Yeah.
So Meme needs training on the marketing skills to know what the customers need. And also, if the customer used to pay $2 for a 30 cake, now that she adds new things, Meme needs training on the pricing strategy. How is she going to get her profit back? Mm-hmm. That's why the importance of bookkeeping is needed, how much she spent, and how she's going to price her things, and how much is going to be her profit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, while we are at the financial literacy there, maybe I should just point out that we also need to have separate personal and business finance.
Okay.
It's also one of the most important on this financial literacy.
Okay.
And then maybe I should add again, most of the informal settlements do not comply with the regulatory and compliance in place.
Come again?
So they do not comply with the legal framework, regulatory, all those things in place.
Okay.
So now, if we give business training, at this point, we educate people, the informal sector, the people in that business, on taxation. What is the importance of taxation? What is the importance of having a license of what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is the importance of availing to the legal requirements to avoid penalties? So that can also be achieved through business training.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe while we are there, because a lot of entrepreneurs, especially the young entrepreneurs that we met, they think, especially before registering or before being part of the system, maybe complying with all the necessary requirements, they think the money that they are getting is just for survival. Maybe how do you boost that through training? Just instead of me getting money to survive, to come to the extent of maybe expanding and employing one or two people. How do we assist that through training?
Through training, like I said, one will be able to get all the information required for them to have their business registered and so on. Through training, we'll be able to expand the business.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to look for funds, you know, to attain more funds, because let's say what you only have is only enough to buy bokomo,
yes,
sugar and so on. But now you need to expand the business for you to employ more people. So what you need training on how to run that business. Because even those employees, they also need to be trained. Or at some point, they have more understanding than the owner of the business.
Yeah.
So that is where some of the business fail. It did not fail because the owner is not doing the most, because of now the people that you have employed have more information than you.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up using your business idea for their own. That's why it's very important for the business owner to be trained on that, for them to acquire more funds for business expansion. And then also when you're trained, you register a business. At this point, you can also go to the bank and get a loan and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we have been speaking about training. Maybe where can somebody get access to training? Is it always fundings required, or how can I get access to training if I'm just listening to Eagle FM radio, I'm operating my Casmoa SMEs? Where do people get training?
Um, Okay, you said where do they get access? So, because access, so it helps business to qualify for financial assistance and government programs. So people can access programs through workshop,
okay,
which are being offered by the government.
Okay.
Let's say, for instance, I think Ministry of Agriculture offer training.
Yes.
In constituencies, mostly on farming, poultry farming,
yeah,
potatoes, all those kind of business.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, MTC also offer training.
Yes.
On those entrepreneurship. NAST also offer training. It means that is not a free training. It also offer training on entrepreneurship. There's also NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
In the financial institutions, they also offer training.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly some of the ministries, they offer trainings on, in area of their ministries to help the communities on also how to come up with their business, how to register. And I think NAMRA also do such kind of training.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, maybe... while we are there, maybe let us look at the challenges which are faced by, you know, informal market operators, and how do we maybe overcome them from the perspective now of somebody who is in business. In your view, what are some of the challenges faced by informal business operators?
Some of the challenges we face are mostly lack of business knowledge.
Yes.
Here we are looking at no formal training, mostly on pricing,
yes,
mostly on stock management, because everything that you are selling also you have stock.
Yeah.
And also business plan. So people need to, we need to have business plan in place. Let's say you are approaching someone for funds or someone for help. At some point, they want to see your business plan. What is your business all about? How can I advise you well based on your business plan? Who are your agencies? I have to look at those business plans. So lack of that knowledge is one of the barriers faced by informal business.
Mm-hmm.
And also another one is barriers when it's coming to legal and regulatory. Probably the regulation process is too lengthy,
yeah,
too costly, and time-consuming. So someone in the village is required to register their business. So transport to go to wherever they need to go register a business, it's another challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They need an accounting officer. It's another challenge.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
So it comes with the cost that informal people might not be able to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, another challenge faced is also limited to capital access. So mm-hmm. Let's say, for instance, one want to acquire a loan, so you need to have a collateral.
Yes.
So that is also one of the most challenges faced by informal business.
Yeah, maybe how do we bridge that gap? Especially a lot of people, they have been talking in my program, especially regarding collateral and financial institution. They already know that if I'm starting an informal business, or if I have an SME, which is, it could be partially registered or not yet registered, I do not have anything. How do we bridge this gap between entrepreneurs and financial institutions who are asking us for what we don't have?
Okay, when it's coming to collateral, I think it's really
one of the major challenge faced.
Yeah.
And then I think now there it's on the government.
Yeah.
If we can meet the government halfway, but also if they can set up some of the microfinance programs.
Yeah.
Such as maybe the savings and credit cooperative organization,
yeah,
which can just help informal settlement. I don't know why I'm keeping on saying informal settlement.
Yeah, the informal business are in informal settlement is still fine. Most of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then maybe crowdfunding platform.
Yeah.
Might be easier when it's coming to now to secure a loan from the bank. Or from investors who are asking for gradual to secure loans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a last...
Because one of the main reasons that people are asking for gradual is also to minimize the risk from their side.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you a loan, I don't know if I'm going to get my money back.
But you must...
And if I'm going to get my investment back,
yeah,
I also need to look at the payback period. What if you did not... go according to the contract? Those are one of the things that making people to ask for criteria. However, now in this instance, it's a challenge,
mm-hmm,
that will be the solution on the side of the informal, mm-hmm, business.
Okay, yeah. The last question which I like to ask, especially business analysts or people who have knowledge of business and experienced business people, is this one: to say, what is your advice to those young people in Namibia who, most of them, they have really brilliant ideas, but they do not know where to start, especially when it's coming to business, when it's coming to starting of a business, they have fear of jumping into the water, they have fear of starting, but the situation is really not on our side. Asking this question because when you look at the statistics, it's indicating that 44.6 of young people in Namibia are not employed, although able to work. How do you motivate young people to start or venture into entrepreneurship?
First of all, what I can say is for the young business to be focused.
Okay.
So they have ideas in place.
Yeah.
And one of the main challenges is capital.
Yeah.
Probably if we can approach the relevant office, let's say our councillors' offices, looking for support.
Yeah.
Another one is we have ideas of starting business, but then we have fears of being judged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also one of the things that we need to stand up on our ideas.
Yeah.
Join those business platforms.
Yes.
Some are on social media,
yes,
YouTube. They'll be able to go there and see, I have this type of business idea. How do I go about it? How can I start this business?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I do not have capital, where should I go? Another one is also partner up.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes if you don't have capital and everything to do your business, you create some networking and collaboration with other people in that business with the same business idea as yours,
yeah,
and participate in other business activities such as trade fairs, expos. In that way, you'll be able to get something that you can save that can now lead you toward you to establish that business you have.
Uh-huh.
And you know, also we can look at also to adopt the use of technology. It can also help us.
Uh-huh.
Advertise on social media and all those people come through. So by doing that from the you start from, you know, from small until you pick up.
Uh-huh.
Going through those challenges, and those people who have succeeded, they also went through those challenges without funds, without anything, but make use of what is available, networking, marketing through social media. You have a business idea, but then you look at the agency. Who are your audiences?
Uh-huh.
What can you offer them? Who are my competitors? What can I do best than my competitors? So, because your competitor should not be your threat, but an opportunity.
Oh, so it means that I have to be more prepared before I get into the
Yeah, you need to be more prepared. You really need to be more focused because you see, it's still not an existing business, but you have the potential of doing it.
Uh-huh.
You have all the capacity, you have the mind, but maybe what is challenging you to do is capital.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have capital, but then you don't know how to go about it. You need a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way is, I think Ministry of Trade also, they do help people on business, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But then the best thing is to source for information.
Okay. Yes, Linda, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for joining us at Business and Economic Segment.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yes, that was our guest. It was Linda. Linda Ndakonjelwa Uyuni. Yeah, Linda was talking to us, was discussing with us the importance of business training, yeah, especially to the informal enterprises. And yeah, we already have a call on the studio. However, you can call us at 083-288-401. Yes, welcome to BS. Good evening.
Oh, good. Yeah, good evening, Mr. Shombe.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
And thank you. And we are very grateful to you and Ms. Linda Shombe there.
It's not Linda Shombe, please. It's not Linda Shombe.
I mean, no, Ndakonjelwa.
Yeah.
I was just writing the name.
Yeah, it's Ndakonjelwa. Ndakonjelwa Uyuni.
Ndakonjelwa.
Yeah, because people will think otherwise if you say the Linda Shombe.
Ah, no. Oh, sorry, man.
That is fine.
Sorry. The same name is Ndakonjelwa.
Yeah, it's Ndakonjelwa.
Linda, thank you very much for input and very well on my side.
Yes.
And I love your introduction all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you come in, you are talking about the business people, the policymakers, is so inclusive.
Yeah.
When it comes to even the participation, the participant.
Yeah.
Just the organization and the structure and the introduction of the thing.
Okay.
So this is informal economic sector. We usually call it that, but it's informal trading, informal, even informal agricultural sectors, all activities.
Yeah.
More especially, I'm sure the majority of the blacks,
yeah,
are found in the informal sector, economic sector.
Yes.
So whether it's in agriculture, whether it's even in Africa, the whole of Africa, actually.
Yeah,
I don't want to put a spin on that thing, but I know we are all united. Like as you said, some of the challenges, you ask a question on how they can be overcome, and issues of this business, we know those things are really true. And I'm very grateful that you mentioned about collaboration,
yeah,
how to work together and things like that. And that is very, very important. Because I'm not sure, like she said, you see, in this informal economic,
yeah,
that's where you find the traders, hawkers, all the people that you can think of.
So where the money is?
Where the money is.
Hmm.
And remember, if you look at the statistics, the contribution of the informal, those who are informal sector, from the informal sector to their GDP.
Yeah.
Even in terms of employment. So they contribute more. So one of my colleagues was actually looking at that study.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I was able to follow up there with NAS.
Where are the results of that study?
Yeah, should be. If you go there into the nasty library, when you look at those academic journals,
yeah,
you might find a study on informal economic sector.
Yeah,
for those people who are doing the Master of Leadership and Change Management at NAS.
But while we are there, I have a question. Why do institutions.
I'm just telling you so that you see most of the things that I'm not able to talk here, but I'm just going to...
We are actually on the same page.
Yeah, we are fine. Maybe ask your question.
Oh, okay. My question was, why are the institutions not publishing even thesis, mini thesis for honors? Because you find some of the students who really have good topics, especially with business. It can be business management, it can be even human resource or coming from that sector. But most of these things, the institution, they only focus on publishing masters and PhDs. But we need those content, especially when it's coming to informal sectors.
Yes, you are correct. You know, what we are saying is that those informations are there. And she also mentioned that information to the people is also a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, even when you come here for business economic, even Kanjo Kampanyo used to come with business economic and all these things, she even challenged us at one point and say, you guys who have got a viable business plan, come to us. Come to me,
yeah,
and then we even got somebody say a friend of me. There was no payment,
yeah.
Even if there was a payment, maybe it won't be like when you are finished registering your business. And because in the market now, they are costing something like 7,000.
Yeah, because we don't want to do things on our own.
And you see, and it's not only that the lack of understanding or knowledge or skill in these things is there, like you mentioned, accounting, business, and all these things. Of course, even myself, I cannot just come craft up a very viable or promotable business plan alone.
Yeah.
So now, well, most of this, nobody actually went to Kanjengo and say, okay, your business plan, you can write it in your Shwambo, in your language.
Yeah.
What is it that you want? How do you want to do business? Where is the market? And there are things. So one thing that I wanted to say before I hang up,
yeah,
is that... there was in during COVID.
Yeah.
And before you go there are many big business companies who are operating under this informal economic sector.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. Big ones. Some of them have got trucks. Some of them have got all those kind of things. You did not really hear when they were crying, when Tatoshimi, and then they need the distributor. You know, the one from Namla.
So they are still in informal sector at that size?
They are hiding under this thing.
Uh-huh.
In the informal sector. And most of these businesses, they are registered. It's only us who, the Nemekapanas and others and all these things who are not registered. And, what is it? With BIPA.
Uh-huh.
Most of them, they are saying. I'm saying these things. So all I'm saying is that their challenges are so many.
Yeah.
You have the bylaw there.
Yeah.
The bylaw.
Just hold on. We are going to a commercial break, then you can conclude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
In conclusion?
Yeah, in conclusion is that, you see, you mentioned that how they can work together, the collaborative strategies,
yeah,
and mobilize for resources. The counselors, because they themselves, there are many graduates,
yeah,
who can identify the community development projects.
Yeah.
And some of those things, they are already there, if you look at into. So when they get into the community, because they are now also focusing on training, not even training, but just creating awareness. And the people work together so that they can access the funding that is there. Because those things cannot be given to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are looking for funding from the bank. Or even if you are to approach this GIPF for unlisted companies.
No, but you can approach GIPF.
Why? What's wrong with you?
For?
You cannot. Because so if you, I'm talking about community development initiative.
Okay.
You can do business. If you want to do business in your village, because we are talking about decentralization. How, even your people who were there, this one like Kanzengo and all, they were talking about decentralization and they were just laughing.
They are not my people, they are our people.
They are our people, but yes. Instead of now giving the information that yes, this decentralization in terms of financial centralization or political or whatever administration, there are opportunities there for us to put to a gardening, commercial, you know, we are talking about communal areas, some of these communal areas where you can make agriculture and create industry there. So why can't you get money from the GIPF or one of the commercial banks, for example, or agri-bank, whatever, so that now you organize yourself, put yourself together, and those people need to be coordinated. Somebody must facilitate those processes.
Yes, thank you.
So they must go identify the project. And the counselor, you go to the counselor, say, counselor, here in our community, and traditional leaders, we want this. We want to tell me that you cannot get funding on that.
Oh, no, now I hear you.
Oh, now, even to plant trees, you go
Why
are you calling us to plant trees?
On that point, I got you, but I got a bit confused when you talk about GIPF. But if you talk about commercial banks and financial institutions, then we are on the same page.
Even GIPF, GIPF has given a lot of money on unlisted companies, and they are still giving.
Is an informal business able to? To come straight
put
to
yourself together and say this one is informal, because I know the recognition is also a problem there, like I said.
That's why we are talking about what training, so that you can formalize.
If you put yourself together and whatever, you can make it as a formal. Okay? So you need to grow and come out from the informal. This is what Linda said.
Yes.
How do you grow now? It's by getting capital, by getting this digital skills, and all these other things.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, you can engage us in the studio. We are talking about the importance of training, especially at informal market. We talk about how we can boost our economy through training those unregistered businesses. And the one question that we need to ask ourselves maybe to business persons out there, the question that you need to ask yourself is that, why are you not registered after 10 years of being operating? And you know that you are making money, but there is something which you are not doing right. Because if you are not registered, there are some opportunities which you are losing because you are failing to expand. Yeah, some of the challenges which were mentioned by our guest is that regulations and a lot of requirements for you to operate at a certain standard or to be formally registered and comply with all the institutions, either it's financial institutions or either it's regulatory bodies. However, there is importance in cooperation. There is an importance in collaborating, especially when you are in formal business. And yeah, it's always necessary to look at why are you not doing what you're supposed to do and why are you not getting what others are getting. Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because yes, it's safe to operate an informal business, but it's more unsafer if you're operating it for a very long time, then you are not able to move or to expand to a bigger business. Yes, you can always call us in the studio. You can always engage us. You can always give your input at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the areas on how to expand and how to upgrade our informal market, the businesses that we call hustling, because in hustling was supposed to be a stage of surviving, but not a stage of living in business. Because if you are hustling for 20 years, you are no more hustling, it becomes part of you. And you can't be a hustler forever, because the aim of hustling is to survive so that other day when you stand up, you are very strong enough and play with the big boys. And one thing that we are always emphasizing on is access to information. It's access to information. If you want business training, you must know where people are being trained. If you want business partnership, you must know where people are partnering now. The question that you need to ask yourself is that when you look at your circle of people who are doing business, do you have access to information? Do you have access to information? Do you know institutions which are training young business people? Do you know institutions which are training businesses on financial management, maybe on business planning? Or do you know somebody who is able to train? Or do you know somebody who is able to equip you with other skills? Or have you ever met somebody who understands partnership? Because business is about growth and understanding, because it's a lifelong lesson where everybody has to learn. So that's why, to our dear listeners, business-minded people, it's always good when we are sharing this information and reach the ears of those who need to hear. Not only to hear, but hear and be able to practically implement what needs to be done. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. The topic for today, we are looking at the importance of business training, especially at the informal market, especially at the informal enterprises. We are trying to understand, why is it necessary to train hustlers, to train business survivors to be on standard? Those are some of the questions that we are asking ourselves. And yeah, the time is 18:53. We have around 7 minutes before we come to the end of our program today. And yeah, you can engage us in the studio, and you can also give your contribution at 083-288-401.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais de inário. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen e Angano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, African Sang Furiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalite.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Yeah, we are continuing with lecture hall one. We are looking at the area of business development, business training, and how can we capacitate informal market. The area of informal market was well defined. Yeah, particularly when a business is operating, is unregistered, they may have customers. No matter how big the revenue of the business is, you are still an informal business. And what is necessary for us informal business operators or for those who are operating businesses at an informal areas or at an informal market. The importance of training, as it was mentioned, just to summarize in short, is that when you are trained, you are trained in different areas. You are trained in customer service. You may have been around for a very long time, but you still do not know how to work with people. You still do not know how to treat your clients. You still do not know how to treat your stakeholders. And you may be making money, but you are still not making money as you are supposed to make. That's why we are saying an informal business operator must look beyond hustling, must look beyond getting money to survive, because at the end of the day, you need to have enough capital to expand. You need to have a developed personality. You need to be able to employ other people. You need to employ us. You need to employ people who can also assist you, because at the end of the day, business is not only about personal gain, but it's also what you give to the community, either through assisting somebody through employment or through corporate social responsibilities. That's why you always see bigger businesses giving back to the community. It can be in terms of gifts, it can be in terms of academic sponsorship, it can be also in terms of assisting poor communities in the society. Yeah, that's why we are saying today, business operators, get training. Business operators, make sure that you expand beyond what you are supposed to. You need to expand beyond what you are known to be. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you are needed more than what you think you are needed for, because this country can only be developed by well-trained business people and a very strong private sector. Because it's undeniable that the government cannot employ everybody of us. That's why you have to find yourself pushing the private sector. What we are listening from different politicians may sound true, but it's practically impossible sometimes, unless we come to the point where we realize that it's only us who are driving. Those of you who are finding yourself in the private sector, make sure that you upgrade the private sector so that it can accommodate other people. Because at the end of the day, public sector cannot do it alone. Yeah, that's why the topic for today, we are trying to upgrade the hustling side, the informal operators. We spoke about training in terms of customer service, talk about training in terms of finance. You must understand that the business cannot operate in the same pocket with a personal pocket, and a business cannot operate with old information, because you always need the new business insight. Then you look at the future, and you look at how you make decisions. So, to our dear listeners, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And continue following to our next programs. The next program is on Tuma with Narovanda and Tate Fly. And don't forget to like our page. Don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to read the Villager newspaper. Yeah, with me, David Shombe. Thank you very much for listening to us. And bye-bye for now.